Hello, I'm Ramey.
And I'm Beth.
And this is Leveling Duo, the podcast about two friends, in this case siblings, talking about video games they really enjoy. And I should start off by saying apologies for taking so long to come off a new episode. Dakota, my co-host, has been very busy, and so we're sporadic right now. We will see. I'm working on more stuff to do. But, yeah, Beth, my sister, here, if you haven't listened to our other podcasts, Brother Knows Quest and Horrific History and Hauntings, she's the co-host of those. Do you have any idea what we're talking about today, Beth?
Well, of course not. I'm rarely ever on this particular show.
Okay. We're talking about this.
Well, it feels like a Switch. That's not a Switch. What is this?
It's a AYN, which stands, I believe, for All You Need, Odin 2 Pro.
Ooh. It's curvy.
Yes. There's a power button.
That it feels nice.
There's a power button on the top. And if you cut it on, remember to cut the volume down that's near the power button. What it is an Android-based emulation system. It's a gaming handheld.
Ooh, it lights.
It's got RGB, which, as you know, makes the games run faster. Also increases your skill at gaming.
There's only two on here.
Press the bumper buttons.
Sony PlayStation 2.
Yep.
Oh, so it's like a phone app.
You can also use your finger.
I figured.
It's touchscreen. Now, the thing is, emulation is a bit of a gray zone. If you own the game physically, you can emulate without any legal repercussions.
So do you have any games?
Yeah. I have the original Pokemon games. I have a few of the PlayStation, a few of the... You'll see them on there as you go through. But
I don't see them.
Oh, let me see. And you press the big trigger button to switch between consoles, and then you can click A or tap library, and it will take you to all the games in that city.
Okay, give it back. Super Nintendo?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything for Super Nintendo?
Click on the library button down at the bottom left. The original Odin Pro came out back a few years ago, a year or two ago, and it had a older processor in it, which emulation, it's easy to do on PC because older consoles are easy to run. They're easy to emulate because PCs have gotten so much stronger lately or so much more powerful over the years. Handhelds, that's not the same story because they are running on mobile processors. They're not as good. Now, the original Odin came out and had the Snapdragon 845, which was a previous generation, but it was a top-of-the-line flagship processor. I had a phone with an 845 in it, and it was very good at emulation.
They have an Evil Dead game?
Yeah, they have a bunch of Evil Dead games. But the new generation came out of the Odin 2 Pro, and it has a Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 processor. And it's a big deal to have Snapdragon, because they are a top-of-the-line, not just... They are a name brand processor. There's a lot of other ones that other emulators use, but Snapdragon's a good one. It's in the Samsung phones for the most part, if you buy them in the US anyway. And I've used it to play Pokemon, old Pokemon games, a bunch of Nintendo 64 games that I have never had a chance to play lately because I don't have a console for it. I have games, cartridges, but no console. And the old carts I have...
I like these buttons.
Yeah, they're good. It's a very good... Let me tell you, though, the Pro version I got there... No matter what version of the Odin 2 you get, will come up to Snapdragon 8 Gen 2, which is powerful enough to play up to Switch games. Now, a lot of Switch games, if you want to.
How much did this cost?
After shipping from China for DHL, which was $40 in itself, I paid, I believe, $450.
Oh.
But you have...
But there's a lot of stuff on here.
So much you could do with it. And you could run Android games with a top-of-the-line processor. You could run, like, Genshin Impact, Call of Duty. You could play them with controllers. It's got really good Hall Effect joysticks on it because they'll be less prone to drifting, you know, when you sit still and you're looking funny. It'll be best prone to that. It should get updates longer because it's on the Snapdragon. And like I said, it's powerful enough to run games up to the Switch. So GameCube, PS2, Wii, and, of course, the older ones you're seeing there, the... like PS1, Game Boys, NES, SNES, stuff like that. It's no problem at all. You can run that on anything. Now, the big deal about that price is, it sounds expensive, but my phone, the Galaxy S23 Ultra, has the same processor, and it costs $1,400. It's a big savings. You remember that game we used to play, Vigilante 8?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yep. I hope you cut it down, because if you click on it, it's going to start playing loud.
Oh, I already did. I turned it down, and the truck is wrecking.
Yeah, it's hard to... You have to get used to the controls, don't you?
I forgot that the whole video thing.
Yeah. I've been playing that because we haven't had a way to play it in forever. Me and you used to sit around an old tube television and play that game.
I remember. Wasn't there a giant ant? You shot the donut.
Vigilante 8 is a game about
the game.
It's kind of like Twisted Metal. It was a. It might have been a knockoff of Twisted Metal. I don't know which one came first. But you ride around your vehicles doing things, and you could shoot a donut on a building. It rolls off, and then an ant falls into a giant crater in the desert in a meteor and attacks all the vehicles that you are playing as. It's just a fun little game. Conker's Bad Fur Day. I've had trouble getting it to run.
Well, I can't get Vigilante Second Offense to run.
What do you mean?
It says press X to select and
press A.
That doesn't work.
Okay, either. Press B. It might be set up to the control scheme of the console that was originally on, so they don't match up to the actual buttons. Yeah, it matches up to what the controller would have had back then.
Oh, I don't remember this.
The reason I haven't set it up, you can key the buttons to whatever you want them to represent, so you always have the same controller layout, whatever you're in, for different consoles. But if I do that, I can't use my Bluetooth controller when I dock it to a TV. So I don't bother doing that.
B is pretty much A at the moment.
I just have to remember how the controller was laid out on the original consoles, and it will, and then use that layout, even if it's not so hard once you, and usually if you're going to jump into a game, you're going to play it long enough to not have to worry about
I think I always got that gold car, usually, anyway.
Yes. The screen, if you haven't noticed, is a lot better than any of the old TVs or consoles had back then.
Yes, it is. I was very surprised.
I was playing Pokemon Fire Red, which was a Game Boy Advance game made based on a Game Boy game. So it was upgraded, and now I've got it even looking better. I have no problems. The battery life is very long. It's got like a 8,000 milliamp battery, I believe. Yeah, it'll last for so long. And it has 4K output if I want to hook it to my TV with the dock. I bought the dock, the AYN dock.
Oh, I don't remember it being this hard. I can't drive.
Try using the D-pad instead of the joysticks.
Oh, okay. No, I'm still you know what? I'm pretty sure I did the same thing when I first played it.
Yeah, it just takes some getting used to it.
Oh, how do you shoot? Oh, that's how you shoot. Okay.
There's like different guns too. You can use different ones.
No, he's coming to get me.
Now, if you didn't want to run Switch games, which I don't run Switch games. And just recently,
they're ganging up on me. Run away.
The Yuzu emulator that emulates Switch games.
Wait, I feel like yes, that's a portal.
Their creators have been sued, like yesterday, actually, by Nintendo.
Why?
Because they don't want people to be able to play games on another device that they might not own.
Oh.
There's no way to prove that you own the game.
Wait a minute. So is this good, though? Is this not getting sued, or is it?
The one you're playing out? No.
Okay.
No.
I was
the emulator. See, what you're actually doing, I have a front end. You know how you can put a different home screen set up for your phone if you have an Android?
Oh.
Okay. That had a basic Android layout, but I put an app on it that makes it look like a console library.
I don't think I'm doing too well.
Well, try Pokemon. You can't mess that up.
I remember this gold. Oh, you got to get special stuff.
Now, imagine that on their big 70-inch television.
Oh.
It upscales with the power of that processor. It can upscale older games to make them look 1080p, which is what the screen is on this, or the 4K on a bigger TV. It will upscale the image to make them look better, so you don't have to worry about how they used to look. But not every game is...
A meteor just made me crash.
...has been optimized to use their certain emulators. So if you want to play a game that's kind of more obscure, like Conker's Bad Fur Day, really isn't obscure, but it just has a hard time running on the Nintendo 64.
See, I was going to ask about that. Well, why is Conker's Bad Fur Day such a hard thing to...
You have to optimize the game, not the game, but the emulator that you want to run it on. Not the device, but the app that's on that device that runs Nintendo. Each of those games you see there, each of those systems, run on a different app. Some of them run through RetroArch. It's an app that's got a whole bunch of the older systems on it. But since they don't require a lot of power, you don't need an app specializing in them. So you have an app called RetroArch. It has all the old systems. The stuff Mama would have played. With that one you're playing there, I'm pretty sure it's running on a Citroen, or maybe it's an old, I can't remember what the emulator is called for Nintendo 64. With that set up, it's just like picking up a handheld console and playing it. You couldn't even tell you were using Android, could you?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, the app area, I could tell it was Android, but when you're actually doing other things, no, I didn't know.
It's a front end called Dajisho, and it will scan your game library and then make it look like that instead of just looking like a list of apps with funny emulator names. You click on it, and then click on the game you want to play. It just scans your library, has them up there, and knows what emulator to attach them to. So you just got a big folder full of beautiful games.
I blew up.
Yeah. At least the ant didn't get you.
No.
I had a difficult time justifying the purchase at first because setting it up was not easy. You have to...
It doesn't look like it would be.
And you have no idea how hard it was. I've never got into emulation before. I used my old boy or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
On the phones.
Yeah, I remember.
But
I had
it was easy. But if anything more advanced, like the PlayStations and the Nintendo 64s and all that, it's a little bit harder to set up those things. It will play PS2 games, which in my opinion is the best, because I have a stack of PS2 games, and the PS2s are just so hard to get it to run now. If you don't take good care of them, they're at the end of their lifespan. They came to that years ago.
Yeah.
And just playing Android games. Sometimes I want to hop into a Call of Duty Mobile because it's simple and I don't have to listen to the people in chat if I don't want to. And Scott, he's been playing a lot of Max Payne, stuff like that, that I've never got into, but I got him on there for him because he had them all, and he plays it on the big screen at night sometimes. He just, like, the dock costed like 50, 60 bucks. I can't remember what it cost, but it's really good. It's got all these ports. You can hook all kinds of controllers up to it. My Bluetooth. I got a 8-bit Do Pro 2 controller, which is like a mix of an NES, SNES, and a PS1 controller, and it will play all these old retro games really well. It's also the reason I haven't key mapped the buttons to be the same layout in every single emulator. I'd rather have the controller than the key mapping, the button mapping, whatever I want to call it.
Okay, there is a Conker's on here, but it is not Verde. It's Pocket Tills. What's Conker's Pocket Tills?
Is it what it's called? Oh, I have no idea. I had no idea Conker's Pocket Till was... Pocket Till? That sounds like a dirty innuendo.
Well, I mean, Conker's was kind of adult.
Yeah. That was Flowers' breasts. You remember that?
No.
The whole point in the mission was to get her to, like, unfurl her petals so you could see them, I think.
Oh.
It's a good little system. But so far, all I'm really playing myself is, you know, Nintendo 64 and a few PS2 games. I've been playing through my old Call of Duty library, like World at War. I miss the old World War II Call of Duties. And it doesn't work with Xbox games, but I've got Game Pass on there from the Android store, so I can just play my Xbox titles on cloud gaming with that controller layout. The Android system is running. It thinks the controller attached to it is an Xbox controller, which works across most systems, so they made it appear as an Xbox controller in the system. So everything I recognize it as an Xbox controller.
I burnt Conker.
Oh, no. But if you have an old game library and just want to be able to play it, it's a good time to try emulation. Now, TikTok store, if you're on TikTok any, is full of emulators right now. You'll see people trying out these handhelds. Oh, buy this. I'll be the first to say they are overpriced on there compared to where you can find them other places. And half of them aren't even good emulating devices. They're not great. There's a few out there. Watch some YouTube videos. There's whole channels dedicated to emulation, and they'll not always tell you where to get your games from, your ROMs, but they will tell you what devices endpoint are really good and point you to where they would be the cheapest and most reliable from, as well as other sites that might tell you where you could find ROMs for your game library.
Oh my goodness.
Of course, only get ROMs if you have the physical copy of the game or something already. That's legally the only way it's not stealing. Don't be a pirate.
Yeah, if you're going to be a pirate, be one of the cool ones with a ship.
Mm-hmm. There's also other companies out there that make decent ones, like the, what's it called? Retroid Pocket 4 or Pocket 4 Pro. They are pretty good. I had one of those ordered, but didn't get it. I canceled the order and got that instead that you're holding there, the Odin 2, even though it costs twice as much, but it will play better games. And I was in a waiting list for like a month for the Retroid, and I don't do waiting. It's just not my style. And another thing. Used to be you'd buy an emulator like this, an emulation device, and you would get another one not too far down the road because it would be a more powerful one that came out. But the good thing is about this one, it is powerful enough to get you a few years down the road. And as other generations become older generations, newer ones become older, you'll be able to probably play those as well once they figure out how to work emulation on those. Android emulation devices is fairly new. Normally you did it on PC or a dedicated OS, some sort of Linux or something like that. But so the apps are still being worked out. But I've not had many issues. Like I said, Conker's Bad Fur Day. I think Destroy All Humans on PS2 also has some graphical errors. But that's all I've come across so far. And if I really wanted to, I'd just pop a disc into the PlayStation and play it. But that's not that important to me of all the Pokemon games to play. I got a very expensive handheld device to play Pokemon with at first. And then I found out about the other games afterwards. With the dock, I could stream it through my capture card on YouTube or wherever. Oh, if you listen to this also and you watched my Elden Ring streams, I put them on pause until the DLC comes out. because I don't want to replay the game that soon after, and I don't want to do a new game plus with the DLC. So when Shadow of the Erdtree comes out, we'll hop into that.
Yeah. I don't get this one.
What is it?
Something killed me. The Conqueror's.
I haven't played
something.
I won't add any links to this in the description. Just look up AYN Odin 2 Pro if you want to look into it. There's a cheaper model, or look into the Retroid Pocket 4 or 4 Pro. They will almost be just as powerful. Well, the 4 Pro will, as this, but it won't be as big. If you want a more pocketable device, this is just about the same size as a Switch. It's just a little bit thicker because they want the grips to be better.
Mm-hmm.
And the joysticks are better. The triggers are better.
Just all together, like holding it feels a lot better than the Switch.
And you get RGB, like I said, and it will certainly help you play games better.
I mean, it's not that the Switch feels bad. It's just these little, I like the little curved way it fits.
Yeah, that's why they make so many Switch grips, because people like to have better grip. The Switch is pretty much a flat back device with just a small bump where the trigger buttons are. Very small. And I think that's just to cover up the ugly gaping hole that'd be there if there wasn't a bump. I don't think I need to say much more about it. I just wanted to, make this episode and then give a little update about, why'd you hand it to me about the case or anything?
Oh, because I forgot about it.
Let me cut it off. But give you an update about what's going on and why Dakota hasn't been around and why we haven't been on at all. But there is other episodes. If you'd like to hear me talk for some reason.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
I'm always here. But I have no life.
I can't really talk about games with you all the time. The only reason I can bring this one up is because it's one you might recognize.
I might not know what you're talking about,
Leveling Duo is about people who talk about games that they understand. And I it's hard to bring up games with you because you only play one or two games.
Mm. I've been building the tavern.
Oh, The Sims. We might get into the more of that.
Speaking of which, that big mansion, I finally finished furnishing it, and I finished it, and I play tested it, and I only had a problem with one of the computers. But so now I can stream sometime and delete everything, give a tour. First of all, I didn't do all that work. Give a tour to what I did already, and then delete everything and redo it. Not redo it that way, but like I said, I was thinking have AI pick random colors and things like that.
I can see that.
Furnish it and stuff.
Keep an eye out. I'll start posting more stuff about streaming again soon, as soon as that comes out. Unless you'd like to watch me play Helldivers. That's what I've been playing lately since my Elden Ring thing was put on pause thanks to the DLCs getting closer and closer. I just don't want to see myself playing a game and then 2 months down the road replaying the whole thing because a DLC came out. Because I don't want to go into New Game Plus. So.
And here I am playing the same two games over and over and over and over.
Look, I literally just talked about a handheld where I play games I used to play a ton. But it's been years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I could start streaming like Pokemon games and things that I have not thought about streaming until recently. It's just easier to do it on the handheld if it docked than the PC or anything like that to me. I just plop it in there and grab a controller and away we go. So if you'd like to watch me play certain older game, let me know. There'll be a link in the description and there'll be an email. You can get a reach out to us or just use the link to find our other podcasts or our socials and chat with
us there. I'm assuming, unlike actual PlayStation games, you can't play two-player on that.
You can, but I've never figured out how to do it because I didn't have anybody to play with.
I could play the Ant. I could try to figure out how to play the Ant game again.
Vigilante 8.
Yes. I call it the Ant game.
Used to call it. Vigilante 8, Second Defense, I believe is the one with the Ant. I think the first one
didn't have it. The second one is the one that has the Ant because that's the map I was playing on.
Okay, then. Yeah.
Just a minute ago.
Vigilante 8, Second Defense. And the intro music is great. It's like a disco. I don't even know how to describe it.
Yeah, it's a whole disco older theme.
I've never forgot it. I played it when I was like 12, even before I got the handheld and started playing it again. I can remember that tune. I'm not going to try to recreate it with my mouth because that would be unpleasant. But it's a fun thing. Look into the emulation handhelds. Go to YouTube. Don't trust or buy anything you see on TikTok because they are, like I said, most of them are overpriced, really not great at what they do, even if they're not overpriced. Now, some of them are official stores, but if you don't know enough about the emulation world...
Yeah, but it's really hard to tell which one's which.
And if you don't know anything about the emulation world, you don't know what emulator you're even looking for anyway. So look up some YouTube videos. There's a bunch of YouTube videos out there. A whole channel's, like I said, dedicated to talking about these devices. Mm-hmm. And if I was you, I'd find the one where they talked about 2023's best consoles or best handhelds, and they'll tell you what their price ranges are and the best ones that came out last year. There's a few that came out this year. If they mention the Retroid Pocket 3, just remember the 4 is out now. That's really the only one that matters other than the Odin. Look us up. The link will be in the link tree in the description of the episode, even if you're on YouTube. These are on YouTube now if you didn't know, if you want to listen to us. But there, you could find us on YouTube Music. YouTube has podcasts now. Reach out. Use any of those links, any of the socials in the link tree. Let us know what you'd like to hear. And the first link in the link tree will be all our homepage. We'll have all our other podcasts. You can subscribe there or listen to a few samples and see if you like the other ones. We have Horrific History and Hauntings. It's where Beth tells me about everything in the title and some stuff in between. Not always hauntings. A lot of it's real tragedies. That's why we included history in the name. Horrific History and Hauntings. A lot of times they go hand in hand.
Sometimes
though.
Some weird science mixed in there, but that didn't sound good in the title.
No, so. I'm pretty sure weird science is something else.
I try to make mine more disturbing.
Yes.
Gruesome, as in the Gruesome Gaming Group.
Yeah. So that's our podcast network. The first link in the link tree will be our homepage, and the rest will be socials and other ways you can reach out. In the description, right below the link tree link, will be an email to reach out to me directly or us if you don't want to get on the socials to do it. And I guess that's it. Again, there won't be a link in the description for this, but do some YouTubing and you will find a lot better reviews than I could give you on this. I just wanted to reminisce about some old games. And I guess it's more of a Vigilante 8 Second Offense episode than an AYN Odin 2.
Well, it could have been Pokemon 2, but
we already done Pokemon 2 or 3 times.
And it's been so long since I
played Pokemon.
Played the Vigilante.
It's still good once you get the controls down. If you like Twisted Metal, you'd like Vigilante. Thank you for listening. I've been Raimi.
And I'm Beth.
And this has been Leveling Duo. Logging off.